Coming up tonight, it's part of the Alexander Valley Film Festival online, of course, a new documentary called A Place to Breathe. And the director of that documentary is Michelle Grace Steinberg. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am well. I was uplifted by what I was able to see of the documentary A Place to Breathe. Describe it to people.
So the film is basically looking at community healing and resilience in immigrant and refugee communities. And so we were sort of anchored at two health centers, one in Oakland, California, called Street Level Health Project, and one in Lowell, Massachusetts, called Meta Health Center. And we were looking at how people from different communities use their own experiences and trauma and come back and do healing with other members of their communities, and really looking at the cycle of how people, you know, come to this country and experience trauma in their homelands, experience trauma upon arrival here, and how they transcend that to really do important healing work with those around them.
And it is very uplifting. At least parts of it are, where a lot of those folks are uplifting each other in very, you know, that's their aim, and they accomplish just that. And one of the things, Michelle, that one of the statements of the many that I saw in the documentary, A Place to Breathe, that really stood out to me was when talking about white people and their efforts to try to, you know, get better educated about others' circumstances and the like. The statement that stood out to me was, use your privilege, not your guilt. Very powerful.
I think that, you know, it's really critical that people be plugging into that. The film really, though, is focusing on the work that people are doing in their own communities. So for me, one of the main quotes that I love is when Sonnet Pugh from the Meta Health Center says, treat people the way they want to be treated, not the way we want to be treated.
Uh-huh.
And so really the importance of cultural responsiveness in healthcare and really understanding what it means to be working cross-culturally.
What can we learn from these programs, Michelle, that we can instigate in our own communities?
I would love to see people learn from the work of both of these healthcare centers. And, you know, to be transparent, I actually am also a nutritionist at Street Level Health Project. So the work for me comes from, you know, a decade of seeing the experiences of my colleagues and patients. And what I hope people can learn from it is to really take a step back and look at how our healthcare structures are meeting the needs of people from communities that are coming here with their own experiences, with their own understandings of their bodies, with their own understandings of health and well-being, and what we can all collaboratively learn from that and uphold from listening to that. I think the other crucial factor is the role of community in health and well-being. You know, we live in a very individualistic society, and I think that in many of these communities, the collectivity of looking out for each other, of supporting each other, is, you know, as seen in the film around, you know, different gatherings, is really an important part of well-being as well.
And how has the healthcare of these individuals been thrust forward because of these programs?
I think that, you know, I can speak most clearly from the perspective of Street Level Health Project, because in addition to doing this, all my work there, mm-hmm. I think that we've really been meeting the safety net needs of our community that we see falling through in other structures.
Yeah, it's got to be thing one, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can really look at the grassroots level and hear what it is that the community needs are. You know, we work a lot with the Guatemalan mom-speaking community who, you know, has very particular healthcare needs, and we try to listen to that. You know, as an herbalist, I'm often working with non-Western medicine in ways that is more familiar to people's background and communities. So I think there's a lot of that as well. But I want to just also echo that another huge message of the film is the importance of uplifting people having the resources to come back and do this work in their own communities. So that comment you made as far as, you know, what white people can learn from it, I'm sort of more interested in looking at how white people can support others in having the access and resources to education to be able to do that work in their own communities, because I think that that's one of the most essential factors of how those that real connection to healing happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The support there is essential for everyone to uplift their own communities. Have you been on the film festival circuit so far, or is this your first foray?
No, we premiered 3 weeks ago at the San Francisco Doc Fest.
Okay.
And then we're doing Alexander Valley this weekend. We'll be doing the American Public Health Association Festival next month, and then St. Louis International Film Festival. So we're just sort of at the beginning of our film festival journey. As I'm sure you realize, that is a completely different beast given the current circumstances. We never would have imagined that after 4 years of work, we would have been releasing the film in this climate. I think, you know, this conversation is very focused on healing and resilience. And I think, you know, there's the elephant in the room of what's going on with immigration policy, what's going on with the destruction of our healthcare resources. So I think that's all sort of a backdrop to the whole story. And I think, you know, as a filmmaker, particularly working cross-culturally, to me, the importance is really highlighting the power and resilience, because I think the obstacles tend to be slightly more visible to many of us these days.
Yeah, well, it just you know, the circumstances that we find ourselves in make a place to breathe even more important than ever.
Yeah, certainly. I think we see with COVID that long, long time healthcare disparities that we know, the inequities we know about, you know, outcomes in Black and Brown communities are even much more highlighted in how we see COVID. So for instance, the zip code in which Street Level Health Project is located, where I also happen to live in Oakland, we were one of the hardest hit by COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of those questions about why are there these disparities and how COVID plays out in people's, you know, outcomes are part of the much larger historical picture of health inequity in this country. And so what we hope is that, you know, in these horrible times, maybe that question is going to become a little more obvious and we'll be having those conversations. And what we hope is that a film like A Place to Breathe can offer some possible models for how that can shift.
And tell us about whom besides you that the panel will be comprised of tonight.
Yeah, so to be transparent, I didn't put together the panel, and so I'm not familiar with anybody other than myself.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be a nice surprise for you then.
No, I'm happy to, but I have the information in front of me, so I'd like to share. My co-producer, Robin Bykofsky, is also going to be on the panel. The moderator is Kim Bender, who is the executive director of Healthcare Foundation Northern Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Michael Valdovinos, who is a clinical and organizational psychologist, will be joining us. And Juana Alvarez, who is a nurse practitioner. And I know that it was really important for Alexander Valley Film Festival to create a panel that was focused on the local healthcare. So a lot of times, myself and my co-producer, Robin Bykofsky, will, you know, bring together characters from the film or people from the clinics focused in the film to have these conversations. And we were really impressed that Alexander Valley preferred to focus on the local angle and how this ties in to, you know, to your community and what community well-being looks like up there.
Very good. Michelle, I'm happy that you were able to spend some time with us this morning. Good luck on A Place to Breathe, the new documentary, and we look forward to the panel discussion about it at 8 p.m. tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it. And yeah, stay safe amidst the fires.
Indeed, we shall. That is the director of A Place to Breathe, Michelle Gray Steinberg. And you can go to the Alexander Valley Film Festival Facebook page to tune in to that panel tonight at 8 p.m.